Well, come on in to another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network as we get set for a big week four of high school football. And we talk brand new Super 6 polls. Boy, did we get reaction from some of them. And that's okay, because we like good conversation, and it's okay if we agree to disagree on certain areas based on how the voting goes. So here we go, another podcast underway. It's a warm but doable Wednesday afternoon as we record this edition to Central Region Now. Rob Witham along with you, glad to be with you as we take a look at several things going on in high school sports and look ahead a bit to some other things as well. Glad that you join us each time we load up a podcast, which is twice a week during the fall, once a week during the winter and the spring, keeping you updated on everything that is going on. The first podcast dedicated to high school sports and more here in Central Virginia, and still the one that keeps you in the know every single week. Well, let's talk first football, since that's on the minds of most fans as we get set for week four this Friday in our brand new RBA Sports Network NBC 12 Big 12 high school football poll released on Monday night. You join Mark or Matt Monday night during NBC 12 News at 6 to get your first look at the poll. And then it's posted every Monday night at rvasportsnetwork.com. That's rvasportsnetwork.com. We have a new number one team, as expected, after the Meadowbrook upset of Highland Springs. The LC Bird Skyhawks ascend to the top. It was a unanimous vote, and the Skyhawks are the new number one team, going to a place they last enjoyed a year ago as they started the 2015 season at number one and stayed that way, I believe, the entire season, if memory serves me correctly, because, of course, Hermitage beat Highland Springs in that early game in late August. And those two crept just below LC Bird. Bird suffering their only loss in the second round of the postseason to Hermitage over at Randolph-Macon College. So Bird back to number one for the first time ever in our poll. The Dinwiddie Generals moved to number two. And to me, they are a very strong number two. Talking to someone last night after our Game of the Week girls volleyball broadcast over a deep run, I said it's a doggone shame we couldn't see Dinwiddie's offense against LC Bird's defense. Holy cow, what a matchup that would be. And of course, they did scrimmage before the season started. Bryce Witt did not play in that scrimmage due to a slight injury. Bryce, of course, being the quarterback for Dinwiddie. So, you know, in real game action with something on the line, Dinwiddie-LC Bird would just be a phenomenal matchup. But unfortunately, fans, we won't see it. Dinwiddie, of course, goes into the playoffs in 4A, and LC Bird is in 5A. And the changes coming up from the VHSL to kind of do the reboot on reclassification doesn't change that fact. Dinwiddie will still be in 4A. LC Bird will still be in 5A, so they will not see each other in the postseason. But boy, would that be fun. Hermitage moves up to number three at 1-1 and headed to Verina this week. Highland Springs, we wondered Friday night on the Game of the Week after the upset final came through how far they would fall, and they went down to number four in the polls. So the Springers at number four after losing 8-7 to Meadowbrook and losing the services of Jawan Carter for most of that game. Henrico stays at number five in the poll this week, so there's your top five. Just after that, unbeaten Manchester at number six this week. Nice win for Thomas Dale at home over Verina last week by 9 points, pulling away late. They move to 2-1. They move up a slot to number seven, and they are idle this week. Lee Davis moves up another slot after their big win over Prince George, 47-17. On the road, they come home to face Glen Allen Friday, ranked eighth. Douglas Freeman was idle last week. They move up one spot from 10-9, and they are on our Game of the Week this week. We'll be talking about that momentarily. Moving up again another slot, number 10 now, it's Monacan at 3-0 with the freshly shaven Jim Henderson as coach. Good job, coach. Promise him to shave his head if they beat Cosby, and they did. He gets a week off to let that grow out a little bit before they get back into action. Hopewell, who lost there in that heartbreaker at Powhatan, watching the extra point go with no time remaining after Powhatan scored on the final play of the game 29-28. They go to Hanover this Friday night. We'll have a reporter there. That's a crucial game for both of those teams. And brand new to the poll for the first time this year, the Benedictine Cadets at 2-0 with two extremely impressive victories so far, including their big win Saturday night. They are 2-0, and it's interesting. Their schedule's got a couple of new teams this year. They're playing some out-of-town teams, but they will certainly be in the mix again for another BISAA state championship. Personal note, I voted for them in the poll last week, and they didn't make it in. But they did make it in this week at 12. So your new Big 12 high school football poll, Byrd 1, Dinwiddie 2, Hermitage 3, Highland Springs 4, Henrico 5, Manchester 6, Thomas Dale, Lee Davis, Douglas Freeman 7, 8, 9, Monacan at 10, Hopewell 11, Benedictine at 12. Cosby, for the second time this year, drops out of the poll. And we have eight unbeaten teams in our poll. Three of them are 3-0, and the other ones are 2-0. And, of course, we'll all start getting caught up on that as most teams, in terms of bye weeks or whatnot, a lot of bye weeks are going to wrap up with this week. Now, there are a few teams south of the river in the Dominion that may take a staggered bye week later on in the season. And there's usually one or two teams that actually play all the way through and take that first Friday in November as a bye week before, hopefully for them, postseason play. Now, Sunday night, if you'll recall, we debuted our new Super 6 volleyball polls for boys and girls and field hockey. A quick reminder that in these polls, it is VHSL teams only that are eligible. And so here we go. Field hockey, Deep Run, got the first nod as number one in the poll. Midlothian, number two. Douglas Freeman at three. Prince George at four. Clover Hill at 5 and Cosby at 6. And wouldn't you know it, on the day that we tape this podcast, we have two huge Super 6 showdowns. Number one, Deep Run is going to Prince George, so it's 1 versus 4 at a game that will be live tweeted on both Henrico Sports and the RVA Sportsnet. So that's a big chance for the Royals to make a statement with Deep Run coming in. And then in the evening hours, Cosby, number 6, goes to number 5, Clover Hill. That'll be a great matchup in Conference 3 and in the Old Dominion District. And we mentioned the districts now because, again, conferences go by the wayside after this year, and we go back to districts when it comes to the first rounds of postseason. And so we're going to have to dust off and get the shine back on the Dominion District titles and the Central District titles and the Capital District Tournament titles and things such as that, because they return in 2017-18. So for those of you who have just gotten used to conferences and you've spent most of your high school career saying, okay, we're in Conference 3 or Conference 20 or Conference 11, you know, let's say you're a junior this year. Well, next year when you're a senior, you get to the postseason, there'll be no conference tournament. It'll be back to the old district tournaments like we had for decades before the reclassification of 2013. So there's your field hockey Super 6. Girls volleyball, Mills Godwin number one, but they got knocked off on our game of the week on Tuesday night. Number three, Deep Run, defeats them at home in 5 sets. Godwin winning the first set, Deep Run the second, Godwin the third, which forced the Wildcats to win set 4, which they did 25-13, and then they rolled in set 5. 15 for the finals. Some great individual performances at certain points in the match. Caitlin Weber had a great service run for Deep Run. Weiser had some fantastic defensive plays at the net. And, of course, Tatum Kendall with a great night in her position as a setter. Brittany Denteman, got the job done offensively, but she had help as well. And so a good night for Deep Run. And you know, Mills Godwin will overcome that, and they'll be fine. And I'm telling you, the Conference 11 tournaments in volleyball, both boys and girls, are going to be absolutely wild. I believe they will be the most competitive tournaments in the state of Virginia. I really do. So Godwin currently at 1, but looks like that might change. Powhatan at number 2. Deep Run at 3. And now with the win over Mills Godwin, we'll see what happens. Goochland at 4. Goochland's in action on Wednesday night. Lee Davis is at 5, but they got swept by their rival Atlee on Tuesday. And Douglas Freeman is number 6. That's the first Super 6 girls volleyball poll. Now, the poll that got the most outcry and some outrage from some, generally down south of the river is the following. Our Super 6 boys volleyball poll, number one was Cosby, number two was James River, number three, Clover Hill, number four, Douglas Freeman, number five, Glenn Allen, number six, Lee Davis. Number five, Glenn Allen won Tuesday night. Number six, Lee Davis lost to Atlee, a team that felt like they should be in the Super 6 poll, and maybe they will make it into the poll thanks to that win and other action this week. But the big talk was about the top three. Cosby, James River. Now, James River recently swept Cosby in regular season Conference 3 action. But before that, Cosby defeated James River to win the Virginia Volleyball Showcase over at Richmond Volleyball Club. So when you look at it, even though at RVC in the showcase, it's a maximum of three sets. You can't go three out of five. They go two out of three. Cosby won them in two. They didn't need a third set. James River comes back, sweeps Cosby in a regular match, 3-0. And then there's Clover Hill, who knocked off Cosby in a five-set thriller. But Clover Hill finished further down at the Virginia Volleyball Showcase. So these three teams, you could almost flip a coin to determine which of the positions that they would be in. And Clover Hill and James River have yet to meet. They will meet next Thursday night, the 22nd of September. And so right now, Southside's dominating the top of our poll. The question is, you know, flip a coin, roll the dice, and determine just how razor-thin close they are between Cosby, James River, Clover Hill. And I think in this particular poll, the thing that won out the most and the reason why Cosby just nipped James River and Clover Hill in the initial poll was because of winning the showcase. Because they had in that showcase, you have a lot of matches. You usually get in 5 2-3 set matches over a 2-day period. So you see a lot of different teams, a lot of different styles, which is why a lot of teams love to play that tournament Labor Day weekend. And by the same token, we get a lot of early results because after that, there are some teams in volleyball that before tonight had only played maybe two matches or three matches. And there's a possibility we may back up next year and start doing our polls a week later, wait till the third weekend in September rather than the second, simply because when we sat down to calculate everything, we did realize one of the concerns was, you know what, there really hasn't been a whole lot of action going on. There was a little bit before school got going. You had the showcase, and some teams don't play the first week of school simply because they want to get the kids acclimated into the first week of school. So, but lots of talk there, and I'm sure this poll will shift and move and change every Sunday through the regular season. Cosby, James River, Clover Hill, Douglas Freeman, Glenn Allen, and Lee Davis. And, you know, right on the outside, if you go to RVASportsNetwork.com, we have a post on each of the polls that says just outside. And listed are 4 to 5 teams that are within striking distance of going into the poll. And you look at boys volleyball and you think of Atlee, you think of Mills Godwin, who had some injury issues last week when they lost 3-2 to Douglas Freeman in our game of the week 8 days ago. They're trying to get back going. They beat Deep Run in four sets on Tuesday night. And so Mills Godwin's a possibility in there. You go over to the girls, you've got Matoaka knocking on the door. Atlee is now making the statement with the win over Lee Davis last night. Hanover wants to make a statement, and several other teams do as well. So, again, when we release the polls, you see them on Twitter, and then we urge you to go to RVASportsNetwork.com every Sunday night. You'll see the polls in their entirety. You'll also see the teams that are just outside the Super 6 polls to give you an idea of who's knocking at the door, who may ascend into the poll with a win the following week. And that's why we post them, so that you can get an idea of the ebbs and flows. And something we talked about with Douglas Freeman, head boys coach David Calvert, he was our guest commentator Monday night on our Game of the Week boys volleyball coverage of Colonial Heights and Midlothian. And a good win by Midlothian. The Midlothian boys are another team, you know, on the outside lurking and trying to get into the six. There's so much parity this year at all levels. 6A, 5A, in boys 1A to 4A combined, and girls 4A, that when we get to tournament time, there's going to be several teams that could win conference championships, and it's all going to be a matter of who's healthy and who's hot. And then, even then, when you get in volleyball, I think, is probably one of the top two or three sports at the high school level where it is affected more by momentum than other sports are. I think volleyball momentum affects volleyball more than basketball. I think it affects it more than baseball. I think it affects it more than soccer. And I'm sure that diehard fans of the sports I've just mentioned will outcry and go, I totally disagree with you, and I respect that opinion. But volleyball is such a fast-paced game that if you're down by four, like let's say 20-16, and you're able to get a side out and you grab an ace, and then the other team mishits a ball into the net on a kill attempt, and then suddenly you're only down one, and they've made errors and you've made good plays, and whereas literally 3 minutes in real time ago you felt like you were on the verge of defeat, now you've got all the juice, all the energy on your side, and it's the other team that suddenly feels like they're clinging to a rope just trying to hang on to get to 25. And any volleyball coach will tell you, if my team is up 20-19, but I see them with the mentality of clinging on a rope, I don't think we're going to be the ones to make it first to 25. So I think volleyball is affected by momentum more than most any other sport. I think it's right up there with football. With football, you know, one pass, interception, pick six, touchdown can change everything. Fumble can change everything. Big play for a touchdown offensively can change everything. Kickoff return can change everything. So, you know, I think they're kind of up there 1-2, 1-1A in that arena. Volleyball is going to be very interesting here in the Central Virginia area this year to cover. There are a lot of good teams. There are no dominant teams. And so, therefore, we get to conference tournament times, and it's going to be everybody's going to feel desperate. Even if you're the number one seed and you feel like you're playing well, you know that the 4 seed can nail you. Or you know that the 5 seed that knocks off the 4 seed in the quarterfinal can beat you. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. So really looking forward to covering volleyball the rest of the way. In field hockey, we've got a couple of teams that are kind of separating themselves from the pack. I feel like the teams in our Super 6 poll, at least at the top 5 level right now, are kind of the ones that have separated. I think, you know, Cosby tonight has a chance to get into that conversation. If they can go to Clover Hill and get a win, that would be very big for the Titans in 6A. You look at 4A, and you've got Midlothian kind of right now kind of lording over everybody. In 5A, you've got Deep Run, Douglas Freeman, and Prince George, and two of those three are playing today. And we'll get an idea there. And Deep Run, Douglas Freeman, of course, played twice anyway in the regular season because of the old Colonial District schedule. So lots of fun. Don't forget, Super 6 polls are released Sunday nights, 8 p.m. on Twitter at TheRVASportsNet. That's at TheRVASportsNet. That's our main network Twitter feed. If you're new to us and you're wondering how we do and why we do what we do on Twitter, it's very simple. It grew out this way. We began with a feed in Hanover County, because we were covering sports on the radio and for the Hanover Herald Progress newspaper. And so we started a Twitter feed in May of 2012 called Hanover Sports, and it was wildly successful. And a year later, we moved that franchise into Henrico County and created Henrico Sports. And then in August of 2013, just in time for the start of that school year and the new reclassification efforts, we started Chesterfield Sports. And then a year later, we rebranded. Our parent company's name is HCS Media Network. And we rebranded our network in terms of how we do it publicly and whatnot for our broadcast, et cetera, et cetera. We changed not our company name. Our company name is still the same. But we changed our broadcast name, our on-air name, our public name to the RVA Sports Network to better reflect who we are, what we do, and where we cover. And that is the Metro Richmond area. So if you want to follow teams in Hanover County, you follow Hanover Sports. Henrico County, Henrico Sports. Chesterfield County, Chesterfield Sports. And if you want to cover get coverage of anybody else in the area, City of Richmond, Tri-Cities, Dinwiddie, Prince George, Charles City, New Kent, King William, Caroline, Louisa, Goochland, Powhatan, Amelia, private schools in the area, and all other sports news. We don't just cover high school sports. We cover a lot more than high school sports on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. We cover NASCAR. We cover the Squirrels. We cover the Kickers. We cover U of R. We cover VCU. We cover all of the things that you're talking about in sports in the area. Plus, the RVA Sportsnet serves as an aggregate feed. We do a lot of retweeting from our other 3 Twitter feeds so that you don't lose. You're thinking, well, I want to follow everybody, but if I follow the RVA Sportsnet, I'm not going to get Henrico scores, right? No. You'll get them. They'll just be coming from Henrico Sports and retweeted by the RBA Sportsnet. So it's a unique way. It grew organically. We did not sit down and plot this out as the way this was how we wanted it to go. It's the way that it grew, and it's grown wonderfully, and we appreciate every single one of you who follow us. We know some of you follow your one feed and are happy with getting coverage of your favorite school wherever it may be. We know some of you follow one of our local hyper-local feeds, and you also follow the RBA Sportsnet to get coverage of the entire area. No matter how you do it and no matter how you digest our content, we appreciate the fact that you do so. So make sure, especially for those of you who are freshmen in the class of 2020 in high school, we welcome you. And tell all your friends to follow us on Twitter, wherever you may be, to get all the news and all the scores and all that you want to know about the teams at your institution. All right, so this week, Friday night, huge game, obviously, in our Big 12 poll, and it'll be the game of the week for Matt Estridge and NBC 12 and On the Sidelines. He'll be live at LC Bird as number one Bird gets ready to take on number six Manchester in a battle of two undefeated teams, Manchester 2-0, Bird 3-0. And very simply put, it's going to be a matter of can Manchester get a running game going to A, keep the football for lengths of time, and B, can they score on the defense of LC Bird? So far, the answer to that question is hardly no to the other teams that they've played. They shut out Dale. They shut out Midlothian. They gave up seven meaningless points in the fourth quarter, I think it was, against Meadowbrook. So one touchdown so far in three games. It is a mighty wall, that front seven of LC Bird, led, of course, by their emotional leader and their linebacking leader and their quarterback on the defense, Rayshard Ashby, who's on his way to Virginia Tech. And boy, are they going to get a stud when he finally arrives at Blacksburg. But he has unfinished business here in Chester, and he wants to make sure that the Skyhawks stay number one and go to 4-0. Now, can Manchester get Frank Boyd? And can they get Glover? And can they get the rest of the offense going? And the thing I think it's going to be the most important part about this night is sustaining drives. Manchester needs to have drives that have three, four, five first downs that take four, five, six, 7 minutes off the clock. They are very hard to accomplish against a Bird defense, very. But if even they could get just a couple of those types of drives, what it does is it keeps the momentum from cascading towards the home team, especially if you can get those drives early on. Number two, I'm going to be really honest with you, the coin toss is going to be huge. If Manchester gets the ball first, whether they win the toss and choose to do it or they get it because Bird won the toss and deferred, then they're going to have to take advantage of that and they're going to have to score early. Not necessarily on their first possession. If they can drive it down the field, take some time off the clock, and tilt the field, that will be important. And you've got to avoid the turnovers. You cannot make those types of mental mistakes, bad pass for an interception, fumble on the ball, and you know that Bird's going to be trying to strip the football as they're trying to tackle you. You've got to hold on to the pigskin. These are some of the things that Manchester have got to have in their advantage, in their favor, if they have a hope of going in there and knocking off number one. Can they do it? They've got the talent to do it, certainly. But Manchester also hasn't faced a team the caliber of LC Bird yet this year, by far and away. They got the win over Metoka, a bye week, and then a win over Huguenot. So this is stepping up big time, and you have to do it on the road. Now, if this game were at Manchester, I'd like the Lancers' chances a little more, but man, everybody who has ever been to a game at LC Bird, you know how hard it is to win there at their place. And so Bird is favored in this game. It's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. Matt Estridge will be there with all the action. He'll have a preview of it on 12 News at 6 Friday night. He'll be there live at 11:15 for On the Sidelines to give you all the highlights from number one and number six, the Lancers going against the top-ranked Skyhawks. And that will be a very, very good game south of the river. And, of course, with it being south of the river, it is a 7:30 kickoff. Now, our game of the week, which should be pretty doggone good in its own right, two teams that have really created a rivalry amongst themselves over the last 5 years. It started with regular season meetings that were very, very good. You'll recall in 2013 when Atlee went 9-1 and made the postseason, their only loss was not to Highland Springs. They won that year. in that game. They lost to Douglas Freeman in week three. They end up 9-1, and in round two of the playoffs, Douglas Freeman comes to Atlee. And Atlee got their revenge with a 24-10 victory. And since then, they've played each other, third game of the regular season, and it's been tight pretty much every year. And they do it again this Friday night as Freeman comes to Atlee. Atlee had their first two games on the road, so it's the first home game for Raider Nation and the Rage Cage, and we all know how crazy that place can be. And so Matt Gray gets to experience it as head coach for the very first time. Number nine, Douglas Freeman at Atlee. Atlee, can their defense stiffen up after getting just torched by Wesley Duggar? And what a phenomenal performance he had. 310 yards and seven touchdowns in that 48-28 win for Mills Godwin. Our coverage will begin, Douglas Freeman Atlee, 6:30 on Friday night, beginning with the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. I'll sit down with NBC 12 Sports Director Mark Davis, and we'll set the table for all the action in the Central Region on Friday night. And then our kickoff's at 7 o'clock. You can hear the game on WHAN 102.9 FM or 1430 AM. You can hear it online. The link will be available on all of our websites, rvasportsnetwork.com, HenricoCountySports.net, HanoverCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net. Just look at the week football schedule. Look at the schedule. If you're going mobile, you go to one of our websites. You just go, you click on our website, you look at the top of the page, and the latest listing will be the schedule of all the football games for that Friday night. You click on that, and the very first game that will be listed will be our game of the week, and it will say there at the top, click here to listen live. You click there, and you're good. Now, if you have the TuneIn radio app on your mobile device, you can use that to listen to us on the game of the week as well. If you don't have it, go to Google Play or go to the Apple Store, download TuneIn, very simple to do. And then once you get it, all you have to do in TuneIn is create your account and then search Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. That's R-A-D-I-A-L-L. Radial is WHAN's 24-hour online music channel, and we also interrupt that to bring you high school football on Friday nights. And so on the TuneIn radio app, search Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. Put it in your favorites so that every Friday night you can take out your mobile device, bring up TuneIn, click on Radial, and you have the game of the week with you. So you can go to one game and listen to our game. It's the way to go. Second screen, or should I say your second ear experience on Friday nights. And we're so glad to be on TuneIn for the first time this season. So game of the week, number nine, Douglas Freeman at Atlee. We get going at 6:30. Hope you'll join us for that. Other games in the Big 12 high school football poll. Of course, number one, we mentioned LC Byrd hosting number six, Manchester. Number two, Dinwiddie is idle. Number three, Hermitage goes to Verina, 7 o'clock kickoff, their traditional non-district game. Number four, Highland Springs has the week off before they start Capital District play at home with Armstrong next week, and they'll be prohibitively favored in that game. And then they've got Atlee in 2 weeks. And certainly, if it was not a major injury for Jawan Carter, if they could have him back in time for Atlee, that would be great news for Springers fans. Number five, Henrico is at J.R. Tucker on Friday, that game at 7 o'clock. Number 7, Thomas Dale is idle. Number 8, Lee Davis hosts Glenn Allen on Friday at 7. Number 10, Monacan idle. Number 12, Benedictine idle. And we mentioned number 11, Hopewell, going to Hanover. And that game is a 7 o'clock kickoff. Our Taylor Luck at Taylor RVASN on Twitter will be live at Hanover. And we urge you to follow him on Friday nights. He's a great follow for our secondary coverage of high school football. He gives you very good coverage of the game that he is at. He was at that Wesley Duggar 7-touchdown extravaganza last Friday. So make sure you follow our reporter, Taylor Luck, at Taylor RVASN, at Taylor RVASN. He'll have coverage all Friday night long of Hopewell at Hanover. Other action. First, across the river, south side, since I'm sitting here in Glen Allen, I can say that. Huguenot is at James River. That's a 7:30 kick. Midlothian is at Cosby. Trojans looking for their first win. Cosby trying to even up their record at 2-2. That 2 at 7:30. Powhatan goes to George Wythe at 7:30. We've got Monacan and Clover Hill also at 7:30. Check that, Monacan and Clover Hill? Okay, well, I may be mistaken then in terms of saying that Monacan was idle. So occasionally we make a mistake here on the podcast, and I will stand corrected. That is Monacan at Clover Hill on Friday at 7:30, so Monacan with a chance to go to 4-0. Other games, Colonial Heights goes down to Southampton. Colonials are looking for their first win of the year. VISAA action, there is an afternoon game. Trinity Episcopal will host Norfolk Academy. It'll be a 4 o'clock start, and it definitely will happen. There'll be no changes due to heat or anything. We're supposed to have a gorgeous day on Friday, and temperatures in the 70s as we start our kickoffs at 4 o'clock. Temperatures through the 70s, and before you get out of your game on Friday night, we'll probably be in the mid-60s. It's going to be incredibly comfortable. Interesting matchup. They started playing each other last year, and last year Essex got the win. Essex comes to Deep Run. Essex a 1A power, but stepping up big time against a 5A school, and we'll see if they can get the victory on Friday night. Again, Deep Run still looking for win number one for Coach Chad Hornick. Patrick Henry goes to Mills Godwin. Last year, these teams played in Ashland, and the Patriots got the win. But they now realize that, you know, Wesley Duggar is even better than he was last year. And they're going to have to find a way defensively to stop the attack that Atlee could not. Duggar, I don't think, is going to run for 7 touchdowns and 310 yards again. But I think it's blatantly obvious. And I watched Godwin scrimmage Hanover a few weeks ago and was quite impressed with their offense. More than just Duggar, to be honest with you. And so the game against Henrico early on, the opener, where they lost 37-6, I was a little surprised that they only scored 6 points, but I think that's more of a testament to Henrico's defense, who I think is very underrated. Not a lot of people are talking about them, and I think they are very, very, very good. Did I say very? Yeah, I said very. So Godwin gets home for their home opener. They put up 48. Every touchdown was thanks to Wesley. And now they're home again to Patrick Henry, wanting to get revenge from last year's loss, knowing they need every win possible in 5A South because they're fighting the Metoacas and they're fighting the Verinas, to the Meadowbrooks, to try to get, you know, one of those postseason spots. So Patrick Henry at Mills Godwin, that's going to be a tough test for Brian Davis and company. Eagles looking to go to 2-1. If the Patriots could win, they'd be 3-0 before they hit that Capital District schedule. And the Patriots open it against Henrico at home next week. Goochland off to a great start this year in 2A at 3-0. They get Robert E. Lee at home. Richmond Christian goes down to I-64. They get Portsmouth Christian at 7 o'clock on Friday night. New Kent will be at TAB this week. And then on Saturday, St. Christopher's will host a game. They got St. Anne's Belfield coming in for a 1 p.m. kickoff. So there it is. And of course, the entire week 4 lineup will be available for you online on our website, rvasportsnetwork.com, and schedules for all the counties will be on our various county websites. I had a great time last Saturday night calling the action as Randolph-Macon won their home opener 44-10 over Averett University. Congratulations to them. They're back home on Saturday against Methodist. It's a 1 o'clock kick. It's their last non-conference game before they get into ODAC play in a couple of weeks. We'll be there, won't be on the air. Mr. Robert Fish will be back doing the honors with Marty Wilson, but we'll be there live tweeting the game and covering it for the Hanover Herald Progress. Looking forward to that. Best of luck to UVA as they travel to Connecticut. Best of luck to Tech in their ACC opener against Boston College. And best of luck to Richmond as they get set for Stony Brook coming up this Saturday. We keep you posted on Saturdays on all the college football action at the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter, be it Union or State, UVA, Tech, Richmond, updates on some other state schools like JMU and ODU. And you go, well, they're not in Richmond. Why do you cover them? Well, we give you updates from time to time because a lot of times you've got local talent who are playing for those teams, and therefore a lot of fans back in Richmond following those schools because they know so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so who's playing for them. For example, wow, Mr. Kearney of Dinwiddie. Remember, he led them to the 13 state championship, and now he breaks the passing record in a single game for Christopher Newport in that win last Saturday over Hamden-Sydney. Congratulations to him. Love seeing players succeed at the next level. The number one way you succeed at the next level is by walking across that stage and getting your degree. That's the highest level of success you can find. I don't care how many points you score, how many yards you rush for, how many home runs you hit. The biggest thing is to get that parchment. That's the word that I've been using with my daughter now since she started college a little bit over a year ago. She's a sophomore now at Longwood, and when times get tough, I remind her, remember the parchment. That's our logo, our motto. Remember the parchment. That parchment is a very special piece of paper, very special grade of paper that they use to bestow upon you your degree, and that's what it's all about. All right, well, coming up coverage-wise as we wrap up this edition of the podcast, again, our game of the week, football, is Douglas Freeman at Atlee Friday night, 6:30, 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, online on our family of websites and on the TuneIn Radio app. Just search Radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-L. Next week, Tuesday night, game of the week, volleyball action. We'll be back in girls action, this time in Hanover County at Mechanicsville, as Lee Davis will host Patrick Henry, and we'll hit the air at 7 o'clock. And then looking ahead to next Friday night, week 5 coverage of high school sports, it is the hottest rivalry in Hanover County, Hanover at Atlee football. That's our game of the week on September 23rd. We can also officially announce that we have made a decision on our October 14th game of the week. We will be doing the Lee Davis at Highland Springs football game that night. And so if you want to see a complete updated schedule of all of our live RVA Sports Network broadcasts, just go to rvasportsnetwork.com, look on the right-hand side of the page. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience and any other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Again, fans, a big thank you. Thank you for downloading and listening to our podcast. Thank you for following us on Twitter. Thank you for listening to the Game of the Week. And thank you for choosing RVA Sports Network to keep you posted on your favorite teams and your favorite sports. We appreciate it immensely. We'll be all over the place in the next week. And, of course, Friday night, when everything's said and done after football, join Mark and Matt on the Sidelines on NBC 12 at 11:15. And the final word on week 4, Central Region Now, the post-Friday football podcast, will be available just after midnight from the RVA Sports Network. Until then, Rob Witham saying have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you on the sidelines.